Chapter 46. Yahweh's word which came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the nations. Of Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, struck in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Prepare the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses, and get up, you horsemen, and stand up with your helmets. Polish the spears, put on the coats of mail. Why have I seen it? They are dismayed and are turned backward. Their mighty ones are beaten down. They fled in haste and don't look back. Terror is on every side, says Yahweh. Don't let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. In the north by the river Euphrates, they have stumbled and fallen. Who is this who rises up like the Nile, like rivers whose waters surge? Egypt rises up like the Nile, like rivers whose waters surge. He says, I will rise up, I will cover the earth, I will destroy cities and its inhabitants. Go up, you horses, rage, you chariots, let the mighty men go out, Cush and Put, who handle the shield, and the Ludim, who handle and bend the bow. For that day is of the Lord, Yahweh of armies, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge himself of his adversaries. The sword will devour and be satiated, and will drink its fill of their blood. For the Lord, Yahweh of armies, has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead and take balm, virgin daughter of Egypt. You use many medicines in vain. There is no healing for you. The nations have heard of your shame, and the earth is full of your cry. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty. They both fall together. The word that Yahweh spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and strike the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt, publish in Migdol, and publish in Memphis and in Tapanes. Say, stand up and prepare, for the sword is devoured around you. Why are your strong ones swept away? They didn't stand, because Yahweh pushed them. He made many to stumble. Yes, they fell on one another. They said, arise, let's go again to our own people and to the land of our birth from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has let the appointed time pass by. As I live, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of armies, surely like Tabor among the mountains and like Carmel by the sea, so he will come. You, daughter who dwells in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into captivity, for Memphis will become a desolation and will be burned up without inhabitant. Egypt is a very beautiful heifer, but destruction out of the north has come. It has come. Also, her hired men in the middle of her are like calves of the stall, for they also are turned back. They have fled away together. They didn't stand. For the day of their calamity has come on them, the time of their visitation. Its sound will go like the serpent, for they will march with an army and come against her with axes as woodcutters. They will cut down her forest, says Yahweh, though it can't be searched, because they are more than the locusts and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt will be disappointed. She will be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, behold, I will punish Amon of No and Pharaoh in Egypt with her gods and her kings, even Pharaoh and those who trust in him. I will deliver them into the hand of those who seek their lives and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. Afterwards, it will be inhabited as in the days of old, says Yahweh. But don't you be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Don't be dismayed, Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return, and will be quiet and at ease. No one will make him afraid. Don't be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, says Yahweh, for I am with you. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you. but I will correct you in measure and will in no way leave you unpunished.